Good evening. This is the Late Day Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Thursday, May 1st. I'm Tom Ortuso. In the tech headlines, Microsoft patches a security hole in its flagship web browser, and T-Mobile adds wireless postpaid subscribers. But first, AT&T has bigger pay TV ambitions. The Journal says the telecommunications company is interested in buying DirecTV, and it has made an approach. Adding DirecTV to its existing pay television services would make AT&T an industry giant, almost as big as Comcast will be if it completes its deal to buy Time Warner Cable. Microsoft has announced it's patched a major security hole in its flagship web browser, including old versions for Windows XP. The software giant this weekend warned users that hackers were exploiting a new flaw in Internet Explorer. The flaw attracted unusual attention because it also affected older versions of IE used with XP. T-Mobile says it added 1.3 million wireless postpaid subscribers, its best ever quarterly net gain. Revenue jumped 47%. Total operating expenses rose faster, increasing by 61%. Amazon continues to expand its same-day shipping. The local express delivery service is available in two more markets, Dallas and San Francisco. Amazon also lowered the cost of same-day delivery of many orders for members of its Prime shipping program. Coming up, a look at how tech stocks fared today.
Squarespace, the easiest way to create an exceptional website. Squarespace provides everything you need to create a beautiful website for you or your business, including trendy designs and unique styles. And you don't have to worry about getting stuck along the way. Squarespace has a 24/7 support team. Try Squarespace today for free. And when you're ready to go live, enter WSJ at checkout and save 10%. Plus, you get free hosting. Use promo code WSJ at squarespace.com/WSJ. Squarespace.com/WSJ.
Stocks ended mixed. The NASDAQ was up 12 points at 4127. The Dow was down 21 at 16,558. The S&P fell a fraction. Shares of Yelp up almost 10% today after reporting a narrower-than-expected first-quarter loss. Yelp lifted its full-year revenue outlook. JDS Unifay shares down 14%. Its third-quarter loss narrowed on stronger revenue and margins, but results missed expectations. Shares of DirecTV up 4% after the Journal reported the satellite TV company was approached by AT&T about a possible acquisition in a deal that would be likely worth at least $40 billion. AT&T shares were down 12 cents. Again, the NASDAQ up 12. I'm Tom Ortuso with the Wall Street Journal.